Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. This is Adler with The Relevant Christian, your host here. In this podcast, I really want to talk about the vaccine and basically say a little prayer about it. Here's a quick audio from what went on in the 90-something and 80-something patients that took the vaccine out of UK.
Reasons. It's still unclear how long the protection lasts or whether enough people will get the vaccine to slow the pandemic. But it's a start. In London tonight, here's NBC's Richard Engel.
Shep, this hospital here in Coventry, England, which is north of London, went into the history books today. It was here early this morning that a 90-year-old woman, originally from Northern Ireland, was given the first tested, proven coronavirus vaccine. And so far, she's doing fine.
At 6:31 this morning, a grandmother in a donated Christmas sweater made history. 90-year-old Margaret Keenan became patient A, the first person in the world to receive a clinically tested and proven COVID vaccine.
It was fine. I wasn't nervous at all.
The second recipient was 81-year-old William Shakespeare, no relation to the bard.
Groundbreaking, I think. It could make a difference to our lives from now on, couldn't it?
At around 70 hospitals across the UK today, the counterattack against the coronavirus began. British officials have declared this V-Day for Vaccination Day, evocative of the victorious VE and VJ days of World War II.
As we approach the end of the year, with the vaccines, with the approvals coming in the UK, in the US, and in other countries around the world, it looks like by the grace of God that, you know, even though our beginning, the beginning of the year was bad and the market went down and a lot of people died and people were infected throughout the world, it looks like by the grace of God that, you know, there will be a vaccine that that works, you know. So therefore, even though the beginning was bad, our ending will end on a good note, and we look forward to 2021 being a great year where a lot more people take these vaccines because it is available. I honestly would like to thank God for allowing the doctors, the scientists, and everyone else, the wisdom that they need in order to come up with a vaccine that works. You know, different companies, from Pfizer to Moderna, I believe, their people have come up and have created this vaccine that works for everyone. So therefore, I am hopeful and I'm thankful for 2021, and I look forward to ringing in the new year. Because it will be on a positive note, and I just pray that that 2021 would, throughout 2021, that it would be a great year for us, even though we would look back on 2020, you know, how bad it was, how many people we've lost, and the turmoil and the heartache that we face, not only here in the US, but also throughout the United States. And of course, 2021, we will start with a new administration. And I look forward to the Biden administration, you know, doing great things, not only here in the US, but also worldwide. You know, I just pray that God would continue to use him, and that he would continue to be humble, and because he is by character a humble person. And I was very happy when he is Catholic, that he would just go to the church. I think a couple of weeks ago that he would go to a Sunday service, a Catholic service. So, which when I heard that, I was happy. I'm like, well, I'm glad I voted for Biden. I mean, regardless of who you voted for, but that made my as a Christian, that made me happy to see that the next president would willingly go to a church service, you know, would honor God. And, you know, that may God give him wisdom to govern this country, just like God gave David, you know, wisdom in order to, you know, to rule, to be king over the kingdom. And may God continue to bless him, just like he blessed Moses with the wisdom and with the knowledge. You know, when Moses was overwhelmed and he cried out to God, and God told him what he needed to do. And may God continue to bless him with the wisdom of Solomon as well, who did not want riches, but he wanted to, you know, learn how to govern God's people. And for that, God made Solomon the richest man in the world, the richest man that will ever live. Not even Jeff Bezos, you know, could even come up to those riches in which Solomon had. But I really just wanted to share that with you all, because that's what was in my heart. And I'm glad for the vaccine that we're moving forward. And the first two people have taken it, and I believe that they have one dose, and I think maybe like 1 month later they will take the second dose. So I'm happy, and I hope that you will take it as well. And I know a lot of people are skeptical about the vaccines and whatnot, but you know, prayerfully, I hope that we can go back to some type of normal come 2021. So, and hopefully we may return to church and not fear, you know, not fear so much about getting COVID-19 and not finding a cure or a vaccine for it, because by mid next year, I'm sure we'll have more than enough vaccines to treat whomever gets sick and everyone who wants it. So I praise God, and thank you for listening as well. This is Adler with The Relevant Christian, your host here. So thank you for listening. Have a good day.